Depending on what stretch of highway you are driving on in the valley, you might see dozens of billboards along the side of the road, or none at all. Through our Q&AZ reporting project, listener Kyle asked why that is the case, and KJZZ's Ben Giles found out.
A drive on the Loop 101 paints a perfect picture of the differences you'll see along freeways throughout the valley. On the eastern and northern stretches of the loop, there's hardly a billboard to be found. Then there's the West Valley, south of Bell Road, where your eyes are inundated by digital billboards dotting either side of the 101. The discrepancy has nothing to do with the freeway itself. What matters is the city you're driving through.
Each city has their own regulation, set of regulations for signage, and if they believe that advertising assists with the city's goals and policies, I wouldn't want to speak any ill of any city. It's their decision.
That's Andrew Chi, a planner for Scottsdale. You won't find any billboards along the Loop 101 through that city. That's because Scottsdale outlawed billboards in 1970, except for any built before the rule took effect.
Billboards are completely banned in our city. There is only one billboard left, and that is located on McDowell Road and Miller in the southern part of the city. And that is built like a rock.
The decision was an aesthetic choice for Scottsdale, which prides itself on uncluttered streets. Other cities weighed their own interests when writing zoning codes and ordinances that accounted for new roads being built in the valley and digital signage. Tricia Gomes, zoning administrator for the city of Phoenix, said the council adopted new rules for billboards in 2011.
In any text amendment that is done throughout the city, it is a balance between community interest and corporate interests. So it was kind of trying to strike that balance. It's like, okay, allow additional areas for billboards, improve or enhance the technology, but then let's reduce some of the structures throughout the city as a trade-off.
Phoenix allows billboards along some highways, but not all. Gomes said the northern loop of the 101 and State Route 51 are both considered scenic corridors, though there is an exception up north. A digital billboard built on an RV storage lot adjacent to the Loop 101 in Phoenix.
They're the only ones standing out there, and that is arguably one of the most lucrative boards in town, because they are the only one out there on a good demographic on a very busy stretch of freeway.
That's Brad Terry, real estate and operations manager at Lamar Advertising in Phoenix. That lone billboard is a stark contrast to the western stretch of the Loop 101, spanning parts of Peoria, Glendale, and Phoenix.
There's no less than, I think at last count, 26 to 28 digital faces between I-10 up to about Glendale Avenue. And it's a remarkable amount of inventory up there, which nobody really wants because it gets to a supply and demand issue. Unfortunately, it's one of our least lucrative areas of town. And that has to do with the inventory amount.
Terry said most valley cities have now banned construction of new billboards, but some make exceptions. For example, Lamar built 4 billboards in Peoria after striking a deal with the city. Other West Valley cities have similar deals along the I-10, which can generate city revenue. And other parts of the valley, like Scottsdale, are more strict. Terry said billboards that appear to be located in Mesa and Gilbert are actually located on county islands, unincorporated parts of Maricopa County. Tempe doesn't allow billboards, with one caveat. An advertising company can agree to build new billboards along the freeway, but only if they take down billboards elsewhere in the city. The agreement reflects a desire to remove large advertisements from arterial roads.
Well, I'm going to tell you that there, in Metropolitan Phoenix, there's considerably more on streets, on arterial roadways throughout the city. And that, again, has to do with the way that this market was developed going 30, 40, 50 years back, where zoning allowed for this on different lighter commercial use type of properties.
That means there's not a lot of room for new billboards in the valley, save for one stretch of road, the South Mountain Freeway. Terry said advertising companies have their eye on a particular stretch of that freeway and want Phoenix to amend city code, which now bans billboards on any new freeways, like the newest portion of the 202. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.